would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Our theme for the month is Rejuvenate, and today's topic is Renew, Revamp, and Recharge Your Relationships. And this is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium, Trance Channel for Archangel Metatron, and Awakened Healer. I offer psychic medium readings and spiritual counseling over the phone and in person in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. And I would love to invite you to my class this month, Past Life Regression, coming up April 26th at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And Past Life Regression is a beautiful way to clear out stuck energy, to remove any interference that you might be experiencing from a past life here in your present life. So it is based on the idea that we have cellular memory and our soul is eternal and it carries this cellular memory with us through each of the lifetimes we live. So sometimes there's an experience that we've had in a past life that can get stuck in our cells, in our cellular memory. So past life regression is a beautiful way to go back and cleanse and clear out, face some of those issues so that we can experience that success, experience that beautiful prosperity and love in this lifetime. So again, you can sign up for that class over at www.experts.omtimes.com/Julie Geigel. And that is on April 26th. And Susan and I are hosting an online mediumship demonstration coming up next month, May 11th. And you can find more information about that class as well at that link, experts.omtimes.com/Julie Geigel. All righty, I think we're ready to get started. And let's go ahead and ring those tincture bells to clear out any lower vibrations and create a pure sacred space for our trance channeling today. And then I'll have you just take 3 deep breaths with me and just relax. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity, assisting in your expansion, awakening, and alignment with your soul. We are excited today to talk with you about your relationships. And these relationships always begin with yourself. So we invite you now to take a deep breath. Allowing yourself to open to receive all the love that you are. when you focus on your own personal love, self-love, joy, and eternal bliss, that is where your power lies. Your relationship with yourself is the most important relationship that you will ever have, aside from the relationship that you have with God, with Spirit, with the universe. And so when you focus inward and do all that you can do to nurture and honor and feel deep gratitude for that which you are, it spills out into all of the relationships that you engage in here on this planet, in this space. So if you are not happy in a relationship in your life, the first place to look to change, to question, isn't the other person. It is always yourself. Oftentimes we see you blaming other people in your life for your unhappiness, for your story of pain, when the truth is your unhappiness is not in the hands of another. You are not at anyone's mercy. You are never a victim. You always hold the power. Because no one can control your perception. Your perception of your experiences is within you. It is not something someone else gives to you. You are completely in control at all times as you desire. It is your choice to give away your power. No one forces you to be a victim. No one forces you to be unhappy. No one forces you to be anxious. These are emotions and perceptions that are coming from how you are viewing your reality. And when you let go of other people being responsible for your pain, your story, it allows you great freedom in choosing a different perception again. So in these relationships that you have with the people around you, they simply serve as mirrors of what is actually going on inside of yourself. The feelings and emotions that are evoked as they say things to you or do things to you are all coming from inside yourself. Deal within your being these memories that are being triggered, using love and compassion and forgiveness for yourself. It is never what is happening to you. It is always how that experience is making you feel. This is the key to breaking through your pain and finally embracing your joy. Rise up out of your story and be the magnificent being that you are, gentle, loving, awesome. Sink into this truth. Feel the grace and gratitude and power as you stand in your integrity and open to receive so much more than you can see with your physical eyes, utilizing all of your resources to experience the fullness of life here on this planet. Allow your soul to soar in the song of freedom. This is Metatron, and I have spoken here today. And this is Julie Geigel, channeling Archangel Metatron. And you can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com. And we are taking your questions coming up in segment two. So call in at 1-202-570-7050. The future of
internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
This is Susan Schuler. In life, intention is everything, and I make each of my handmade soy candles and smudging sprays just for you. Go to mediumsusan.com for details.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Have you picked up your free gift yet? You can download my chakra clearing meditation from my website at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Angel Talk Tuesday, and this is Julie Geigel, and I've got our lovely Susan Schuler. Hello, Susan.
Hello, Julie. Good morning.
Hi, dear. How are you today?
I am doing very, very well, and I love today's topic. It just focuses so well with our spring feeling that I have right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we are taking live callers here in segment two. You can dial in at 1-202-570-7557, and I will repeat that number. We are taking questions you might have about your life, questions you might have about the channeling, or comments. We would love to connect with you. Again, that number is 1-202-570-7557. All right. And so we're going to just take a minute here to talk about the messages that Metatron brought through. So we're going to hand it off to you, Susan.
Perfect. You know, he said so many great things today. It was like when you started wrapping it up finally, I thought to myself, oh, it's ending already? So I was definitely enjoying everything he had to say. One of the things that I feel like I got a lot out of was when he was talking about perceptions and about how any of the relationships that we have are like just mirrors of things that are going on with ourselves. And I don't know about the rest of the listeners, but that's something that I needed to hear. And I think it's truly interesting because when we think about relationships, we're always like pointing the finger at the other person. And I think Metatron really spent a good amount of time focusing on that reality. And I love how he said, no one forces you to be a victim, unhappy, or anxious. Because so many times when we look at the relationships that we're in, it's like, oh, you're making me do this, or I can't believe you did that. And we do play the victim card. I mean, I see it in my own relationships. And it's not at all the reality of it. And so I personally know I needed to hear that today. So to me, this was just very insightful. Do you remember talking about that, Julie?
Actually, I do, because when he was talking about that, what came to my mind was the stories that I had heard about people in the concentration camps. And there was one person in particular that had such a beautiful story about the discussion was how they got through it, you know, when so many people had died. And one of the things that he had said was that I had really pulled on things deep within myself to maintain my positivity and not let them take my mind. They could take, you know, my body, and they could beat my body down and wear me down. But it was mentally that no one, I mean, you still have that power to control what you're thinking and what you're what you're choosing to focus on. Because, you know, we've got these thoughts that we don't have control of what comes into our mind, but we do have control over what we give attention to. And I think that that was really an important message that Metatron brought through. That's not only, you know, in your mind, but it's also in your life. You know, in your relationships with other people, you don't have control over what they do or what they don't do, but you certainly have control over what you give your attention to and your perception of being a victim or of the other person making you mad or making you sad or making you unhappy. So yeah, I thought that that was really an important point because, I mean, even like with my children, whenever they say, I can't put your, you know, you make me so mad. It's like, oh, no, stop. I have taught you way better than that. Do not give away your power. Don't give me that much power.
Exactly. And I love like how you were also talking about, or he was also talking about how it mirrors what's going on with oneself. And that's why it always amazes me. Like I know people who, they don't spend a lot of time investigating who they are, what their thought process is, what their, you know, I mean, just what makes them tick. And to me, it's like you need to investigate what makes you tick. Because if you don't, it's like you'll never be able to understand your relationships with other people and all the other aspects of what's going on. And there was also something about triggering memories. Because it is. I mean, it's like when certain things happen, it does. And it could even be like what you had talked about with past lives earlier as you were doing the very, very beginning about there's certain memories that we hold within ourselves, you know, from even past lives. So you're not even sure where some of these memories are being triggered from. But you can feel when they're being triggered by when somebody says something to you just by the way that it makes you react. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I mean, I've been working with this an amazing technique called Ho'oponopono, and it's based on the idea that every single emotion that we're feeling is simply a memory, and we can clear these memories out by, you know, working this technique, Ho'oponopono. I love you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry for your suffering, and thank you. And certainly, you know, there's a little bit more to that whole thing, but it's been life-changing for me. Life-changing, and it's about taking 100% responsibility for everything that's going on in your life. It's not about blaming or guilt or shame. It's about being responsible that these interactions that we're having with other people are triggering memories because, I mean, it's Course in Miracles. Everything's an illusion except love. The only thing that's real is love. And so when we can clear out all these triggers, clear out all these memories, what's left, ground zero, is love.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that this is a memory, a past life memory. You know that this is triggering something when you've got these really strong emotions when other people are doing things or not doing things. That, it never is about what's happening. It's always about how it makes you feel. And these feelings are those memories that get stuck, those cellular memories that get stuck, and we have the power to clean that and clear that. And like I said, it's my life's changed. My life, my children's lives, my husband, it's unbelievable when you truly step into that reality, how much personal power and responsibility that gives you. So yeah, you know, a lot of times people are like, wanting to get rid of people. It's like, you know, I want to divorce my husband, or I want to, you know, I don't want anything to do with my mother, or, you know, that friend is just horrible. But when we go inside and work on ourselves, clear out all these triggers, clear out all these memories, and we are functioning from a sacred space of love, everything changes.
Yeah, it's funny. There was one other quote that he said that I just have to share because it ties in so well with what you just said, was rise up out of your story and be the magnificent being of who you are. That really hit home for me.
Yeah, because, I mean, so often we get stuck in this story of pain and we just ruminate on it, and it affects everything. It affects our relationships with our children. It affects our relationships with our partners, and it just interferes with our ability to be joy, our ability to just be pure love here in this lifetime. So many amazing messages, huh, Susan?
Yeah, absolutely. No, this was, like I said, this is one I'm going to listen to a few times, because it really, once again, I feel like so many times the messages, I'm like, oop, that was directly said to me. And I'm sure a lot of people feel that way as they listen. So definitely something I needed to hear.
Absolutely. And Susan will be channeling in our next segment, Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha, and we will be taking questions and comments in our fourth segment today at 1-202-570-7057. We would love any questions you might have about your life, your career, your relationships. We are here to help you, and we are here to spread inspiration and hope, especially in these times that we're living in today. So come on over, join us, call in. We'd love to chat with you. And Susan, you want to share the class we've got coming up quickly?
Oh, yeah, I'll do that in the next segment. I'll definitely talk about that.
Awesome, awesome. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be back.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like to know the secret to manifesting? Join our next Manifesting Mastermind to create miracles of health, wealth, love, and joy. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Why wonder when you can know? Hi, this is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you get the answers. Schedule an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Would you like to receive daily inspiration? Join me on Instagram and Facebook at Lori Walker, Psychic Medium Healer.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Angel Talk Tuesday, and coming up next is Susan Schuler.
Thank you.
Susan, are you with us?
So sorry, I've just got knocked off the air. Chris just got me back on. Okay, so I assume my segment has started, so let me start now. Sorry about that, everybody. Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday, guys. This is Susan Schuler. It's wonderful to be back again, and I look forward to this morning's messages, as I always do. As a channeler, I work with Jacob, a master teacher from the Akashic Records. I'm a professional psychic medium, and though I live in the Los Angeles area, I do readings all over the world, in person, on the phone, and on Skype. I not only communicate with the spiritual realms, but can also form a soul-to-soul connection with those on Earth, which enables me to gain past, present, and future information about a person, including past lives. Aside from one-on-one readings, I often do demonstrations in California and New York State, I'll be back in Western New York from May 15th to 29th, and I'll be holding a mediumship demonstration in Williamsville on May 16th. Julie Geigel and I will also be holding an online mediumship demonstration on May 11th. And everyone is welcome. Just check it out on either Julie's website or my website for more information. I also do small group readings and private parties, as well as teach psychic development. I was a high school teacher for almost 25 years prior to being a psychic medium full time. More details may be found at my website at mediumsusan.com. And don't forget, like Julie mentioned before, we are accepting calls at 202-570-7057. So let me just take a second and take a few nice deep breaths and ask Jacob to come forward. Welcome today, dear ones. We are pleased you have chosen to join us today on this beautiful day of new love and hope. For every day springs forth both love and hope, if you but choose to see it that way. These words are a good place to begin today's messages as we speak of relationships with you today. We tell you that your relationships in this world are truly one of the most important aspects of your learning tool on your planet. Through your relationships, you have the ability to learn so very much about yourselves. And as we continue to tell you, Earth is a school, and learning is why you are here. So it is important to take full advantage of these learning experiences. We see how there are some on your planet who choose not to fully embrace this concept, rather choosing to keep their relationships with others as far away from them as possible. But this is like going to a beautiful beach on a spectacular summer day and choosing to put the blanket next to the car in the parking lot and never allowing yourself to go near the refreshing water. You can still experience some aspects of the beauty of this situation, but you will never fully obtain the most important aspects of it. So first, we remind you of your need to allow relationships to unfold, which means you must permit them to occur and avoid hiding yourselves away from the fear that you could be hurt in some way. Yes, relationships with loved ones take a certain level of bravery, but the risks are well worth it because of the joy, love, and hope these relationships can bring forth into your lives. Your relationships are a mirror of who you are, and as is the case with most everything else in your world, the same is true with these, and what you give is indeed what you shall receive. So, for those of you who keep it to yourselves, meagerly giving of yourselves, how can you expect to get much back from those in your lives? Of course, we understand there are some relationships, like that of a parent and a child, where the one party is asked to give so much more than the other. But even with this uneven give and take, so much growth and joy may be realized. During this beautiful time on much of your planet, we feel that there could be much spring cleaning on the way that you handle your relationships. Much like many of you clean your windows and closets, we ask you to spruce up these relationships, considering first what you may no longer want as part of these relationships, looking closely at the aspects of them which no longer serve you or the other person and their higher good. This is much easier to do when you have a solid and realistic view of who you are firstly. So be prepared to take a little time out to soul search before you begin. Without first this soul searching, you are much like someone cleaning out their closet, but who refuses to throw away their favorite clothes from 15 years ago, refusing to believe they have changed, wishing and hoping that someday they may be that size again, but forgetting that even if they do become that size again, that those items of clothing will no longer be in fashion. So first, look at who you are and what you wish to change about yourself so you can begin to renew some of your relationships. We realize relationships are a two-way street, but there is so very much that can be done by one of the participants, not only in the way that they give in the relationship, but also very importantly, how they choose to respond to the other person in the relationship. We understand that most think of romantic relationships, but we are speaking of all relationships today. You have heard the saying, "Be the change," and we tell you this quote fits quite nicely into today's topic, for much can be done to renew your relationship when you are the only one making the changes. People react to others, so perhaps now would be a good time to learn how to alter some of those reactions so you can form deeper, more love-centered relationships, even those that may not be personal, like those you have when you interact with people from work. Most of you spend hours and hours a day at your work environments, and this may be with people not of your choosing, who may be very different from you, with values and ethics that may not mirror your own. So we realize this can be some of the most challenging relationships to deal with. But the better these relationships are, the happier you will be with both these people and your desire to spend time at your work. And if you have to be there anyway, why not enjoy it? You can still be very different from another and enjoy their company, but this stems from accepting them for who they are and not trying to push them into your definition of what you think they ought to be. Relationships work best for all kinds when you learn to accept the other person for who they are, truly are, not how you feel they ought to be. This is where looking within comes into play, because you may want to delve into your own thoughts if you do this and try to realize why you wish to change another. We see this most often in romantic relationships when another says, "I love you," then offers a huge list to the other person of all the many aspects of the other person that they wish to change. No one is perfect or will perfectly fit into your definition of who you think they ought to be. But you are infringing on another's abilities to learn their own lessons in life if you are forever telling them they are wrong. So we tell you The change in all of your relationships begins with yourself. It is so very easy to pick another apart, but how many of you spend that same amount of time extolling someone's virtues rather than their flaws? This is where we ask you to begin. Oftentimes, the things one finds most annoying are the flaws they often share with the other person. So perhaps, if there is a focus on all of the other positive points, it can also serve as a positive reflection of self at the same time. Yes, we acknowledge there are bad aspects of others, and that sometimes these aspects need to end certain relationships. But for the ones you wish to keep in your lives, there is still so much that can be done from your end by simply looking at the other with more empathetic and compassionate eyes than those usual critical eyes we see so many of you liking to use. The old saying about walking in the shoes of another will help you to better understand where they are coming from. Relationships truly revolve around your ability to empathize with another. So as you clean your closets this week, we ask that you focus on love, hope, and empathy. Now, the way you react to another will also allow a more empathetic approach. You have the ability to control yourself, not that of another. So we ask that you practice doing this and practice it often. If you lovingly deal with another, it will be easier to do when you are also lovingly dealing with yourself and your own imperfections. So this empathy should also be directed back at yourself as well. Everything in life is a two-way street, and if you are able to react differently to those you love, they will likewise respond in a different way to you as well. See their beauty, their love, their perfection. Yes, their perfection may be different from the way you feel it ought to be, but that doesn't make it any less perfect for the way it was meant to be. Help to teach those in your life to be grateful for one another by being grateful for them. This will cause a positive chain reaction that is much needed in your world right now. And it will not only renew your own relationship, but the relationships with even strangers on the street. For strangers are simply friends you have yet to meet. Accept others. Understand others. Love others. It's really very simple. This is Susan Schuler, channeling Jacob, Master Teacher of the Akashic Records. Thank you for listening, and have a day filled with gratitude, kindness, patience, and of course, love.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Inspiration. Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like a free psychic reading? Become a member of our inner circle and get a free reading today. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Hi, this is Susan Schuler. Have you stopped by my website to download your free mini grounding meditation? Do so now at mediumsusan.com.
Would you like to speak with an angel? Hi, I'm Lori Walker, a trans channel for Rialta from the angelic realm. Book your session now at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door, when wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood, or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel. Thank you so much for listening to Angel Talk Tuesday. And that was such a beautiful channeled message from Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha by Susan Schuler. And welcome back, Susan.
Welcome back. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. It was like I dropped off the air right before I was ready to go on. I was like, ah!
No worries, no worries. That's happened to me a time or two. So, yeah. Such a beautiful channeling. So let's just jump right in. Again, we are taking calls. So if you have any questions about your life, we'd love to give you some psychic advice about your career or relationships or future, your love life. You can dial in at 1-202-570-7057. And we are also in the break room over at Angel Talk Tuesday break room on Facebook. You can certainly post any questions over there that you have as well. We can tune in and connect with you on that platform. And during the show, we are offering that service, if you will. Questions or comments, we love to engage with our audience. Again, the dial-in number is 1-202-570-7057. All right, so Susan, you had some beautiful points. I mean, I've got a whole page of notes here, but I'm just going to jump in. We'll start with my favorite ones. It's not only about what you give, but how you respond. I really loved that because I think it's just so important. You know, one of the things I've learned through my spiritual journey here is that it's about responding, not reacting. So when
absolutely, Julie.
Yeah, when your emotions are really high and really strong, there's just not a lot of good that comes out of that. It's about taking a deep breath, maybe walking around the block, and then coming back and responding from a place of love and assertiveness instead of anger and aggression. So I loved when Jacob said, it's not only about what you give, but how you are responding to that other person. Are you responding to them or are you reacting to them? Comments, Susan?
You know, that's so funny. And this one does hit really close to home. My husband and I have a lot of Sagittarius in our signs, so we're both very fiery people. And for the first several years of my marriage, we had some crazy fights because we both reacted to each other. And it took me so many years of learning to kind of step back. And you know, he's not really altered many of his behaviors, but because I've altered mine, the relationship's done like a total switchabout. You know what I mean? So there is, I mean, it's so huge when you realize that one person changing can make huge strides in a relationship. Huge. So yeah, to me, that really hits.
Most definitely. And my husband and I are moving in on our 26th anniversary coming up next week. So
wow.
I can totally relate, Susan, when we were young and stupid, we did a lot of reacting. And, you know, certainly age has settled us both. But I would have to say it was me that made the biggest change of, you know, not getting so emotional and not getting drawn into the drama and really being able to take a step back and being at arm's reach, kind of that bird's eye view before I would open up my mouth. You know, certainly anger has its place and there's a lot that happens when we get angry. But again, it's about assertiveness, not aggression. And it's about a place of love, not a place of anger, that really can move mountains in your relationship. And I also loved when he talked about look at who you are and what you wish to change so you can begin to renew your relationship. I know early on in my business, in my profession, I did a lot of work with couples. And the number one thing, I mean, I work primarily with women, and women would come and they'd be, you know, I want a divorce. I don't want to do this anymore. And my number one thing always is work on yourself first and be in a place where you're good with you. And if you still hate your husband, then leave him. If you still hate your partner, get out. But don't leave a relationship when you are not right with yourself, because I have seen too many people with regret, you know, being divorced or separated or having left that relationship, and they are no happier than they were in the relationship. So sometimes I think people think that's a quick fix, is to just end the relationship. And it doesn't even have to be a partner. It can be a, you know, a family member. It can be your mother. It can be a friend. But it really is, that really hit home for me. Look at who you are and what you wish to change so you can begin to renew your relationship.
And, you know, Julie, that's so interesting that you should put it like that. I remember my dad saying, and my parents split when I was like 8. And I remember my dad saying to me as an adult woman, he had remarried and he was happily married to this woman for the rest of his life after he got remarried again. And he said, you know what, Susie? He said, it was really not much that changed. It was the faces that changed, but you still had like situations. So he's like, if I'd have stayed married to your mother, it really wouldn't have been that different. And it was such an epiphany for me to hear a grown man say this who was already in another happy marriage, but it was just sort of like he just said the faces changed. Yeah. And I was like, wow. You know, I mean, that's kind of huge.
Exactly. Oh, I love that, Susan. Wow. Kudos to your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, another thing that Jacob talked about was teaching those in your life to be grateful. And I think that the biggest example is when we can be grateful ourselves for our life, for our relationships, for what we have created. When we can take 100% responsibility for the life that we've created and be grateful, or find things that we're grateful for. So maybe in this moment you're not happy in your relationships with the people around you. Gratitude is always the bridge. Always a bridge back to love, back to hope, and back to joy. And being a model for gratitude is the best way to teach others in your life to be grateful for what is going right instead of constantly focusing on what is wrong.
And unfortunately, it's so much easier to focus on what's wrong. And it's like once we get into the habit of living in the gratefuls, it's almost just like you need a mind shift. And once you get that mind shift, then it's like changes everything.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And I know sometimes gratitude can come with a change of scenery. I know one of the best pieces of advice I ever received when I got married is, you know, it was a couple who'd been married like for eternity, 50 years or more. And, you know, the big question, how'd you last this long? And the answer was that every year they always went on two vacations. One was a family vacation, and then the other was a vacation just for the two of them. And without fail, they always made sure that they got those two vacations in every year. And I would have to say, I know we fell in some tough times when my husband broke his neck about 10 years ago. And it, you know, we went through a dry spell with not being able to go on vacations or, you know, to honor that little bit of a tip. And we did our cruise here just a few weeks ago, and I'm talking about a reset. Susan, if you need a reset in your relationships, go on vacation.
I'm going to tell my husband that.
Yes, I highly recommend it. Thank you, everyone, for taking the time out of your day to join us here on Angel Talk Tuesday. Archives are posted 24 hours after the live show airs on OhmTimesRadio.com. Remember, you have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. Until next time, this is the Psychic Angel Channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, helping you connect with your own angelic team.